Padre Kate here from RAF Bryce Norton as we come to day 7 of our pilgrimage through Holy Week. Today is Holy Saturday and our reading comes from John chapter 19. After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, though a secret one because of his fear of the Jews, asked Pilate to let him take away the body of Jesus. Pilate gave him permission, so he came and removed the body. Nicodemus, who had at first come to Jesus by night, also came, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, weighing about 100 pounds. They took the body of Jesus and wrapped it with the spices in linen cloths, according to the burial custom of the Jews. Now there was a garden in the place where he was crucified, and in the garden there was a new tomb in which no one had ever been laid. And so, because it was the Jewish day of preparation, and the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there. I wonder about the heaviness and grief that must have weighed down Jesus' friends and family on this day. All their hopes for the future had been snuffed out in the cruelest of ways. Shock, disbelief, and waves of sorrow must have hit them, leaving them reeling, bewildered and bowed by grief. We don't get to see their grief. The writer draws a veil over that, and we must respect their privacy. What we're offered is a focus on two characters who, up until now, had been in the shadows. Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, men who had kept their admiration of Jesus a secret, perhaps because they were men of wealth and power. Whatever the reasons for their secrecy, all that changes as they step out into the open, providing what is needed for the practical task of burying the body of Jesus, grave clothes and a tomb. In grief, life goes on and the business of death needs to be dealt with. Notice how it is not overseen at this point by Jesus' family. Others lean in and give support. Jesus is laid to rest with dignity. I can't help thinking that as a result of the hurried funerals we have seen and may have experienced in recent weeks, there will be work to be done later, ensuring that people have appropriate memorial events and people are helped in the process of grieving. We must not run too quickly from grief. Holy Saturday is a metaphor for sitting with grief, not denying it, not muting it, not fleeing it. Holy Saturday calls for honest lament. So today we sit with the grief of all who have lost friends and family, all who mourn the empty place at the dinner table, all whose hopes have been smashed. Let's be honest, the Holy Saturday of our times will extend for years to come for many, if not all of us. Holy Saturday asks us to be present to the reality of grief, in silence, in care, and in practical action. And overall, let's be present in love. So a pilgrimage prayer for today. Good Lord, we pray for all bowed down by sadness and affliction, for all trying to grieve in difficult situations. In the anguish of loss, may we bring comfort. Give us courage and teach us the path through bereavement to quiet acceptance. Amen.